Hey, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Approved. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, we have it, folks. On camera. The Trump admin just accidentally admitted that they have been making up BS numbers as it pertains to the trade deals. I want to show you all the exact moment that Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg is asked how much he's going to invest in the United States. He throws out a BS number and then moments later leans over to Trump and admits that he threw out a BS number. He says, I didn't know what number we were going to go with there. Meaning a few things. This is not a real, substantive trade deal that is actually going to occur. They are just making up numbers so that Mark Zuckerberg can make Trump look good and avoid the economic threats that are being levied by the President of the United States, like tariffs. So Trump is using this tariff regime to get fake concessions from business leaders, get them to admit it on the spot, and then it got blown up because Mark Zuckerberg leaned over and said, I didn't know what number we were going to go with right there in that moment. And listen, I've been debating a lot of Trump supporters over the past year or two, but mainly about tariffs over the past year. And they have claimed time and time again that the United States has unprecedented investment into it because of these tariffs, which is a lie. The tariff numbers are made up. And you know what numbers aren't made up? Are the actual job losses that we are seeing across the country. The unemployment numbers that Trump is trying to hide by firing the commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, these are real numbers. These are substantive numbers backed up by data, not just fake trade deals. So MAGA's living in this alternate reality where they think the US economy is essentially booming due to all this investment, but that's not what the numbers show. For example, the US has lost 42,000 manufacturing jobs since Liberation Day. It turns out companies don't want to hire and invest in manufacturing when they have so much uncertainty they can't even import anything. It turns out mass tariffs aren't good for the economy. The US also continues to lose manufacturing jobs at a rapid pace. Payrolls are down nearly 100,000 over the last year. And as it pertains to manufacturing, 12,000 jobs were lost in August. So please just keep that in mind as I play you this clip of Mark Zuckerberg and other tech CEOs who are essentially tripping over themselves to praise Trump. Before I play the Zuckerberg clip, watch this clip of a bunch of CEOs just glazing Donald Trump. They can't stop saying thank you, thank you, thank you, which only bolsters the theory that this is all optics. They are going there to try to get in his good graces, to boost him up without getting any substantive concessions or giving anything of substance. Take a listen to this clip.
Mark, would you like to say a few words about the company?
Well, thanks for hosting us. And this is quite a group to get together.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's a great honor to work here at the White House and to work for you.
Very grateful for your administration support.
We look forward to working together and thanks for your leadership.
We're so grateful for that support.
Thank you so much, obviously, for bringing us all together and the policies that you have put in place. Thank you very much. And also, I wanted to thank Madam First Lady for hosting.
I want to thank you for including me this evening. It's incredible to be among everyone here, particularly you and the First Lady. I also want to thank you for helping American companies around the world.
First of all, to echo the comments of Tim and others, thank you so much for getting us all together. And thank you for being such a pro-business, pro-innovation president.
Thank you.
What has he done for business or innovation to deserve any of these thank yous? They are all brown-nosing. I mean, they're all sitting there. I'm not even going to make any more analogies. You know what they're all doing. They're all sitting there praising Trump in an insane, absurd way, even though this is the dude that they're praising. He can't even hear the questions being asked. Melania Trump has to repeat them to him. Take a listen.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two questions for you. First, after your phone call with Ukrainian President Zelensky today, do you plan to speak with Russia's President Putin in the near future?
What?
If you will speak with President Putin in the near future.
I will be. Yeah, I will be. We're having a very good dialogue. I settled seven wars. The one that I thought would be.
Oh Oh my lord, I thought that first moment was an example of cognitive decline, and then he just blurts out that he ended 7 different wars. No, that's cognitive decline right there. I like how, like, English isn't even Melania's first language, and she still understands it better than Trump at this point. Let me show you the clip where the entire tariff regime's facade is blown up because Mark Zuckerberg gets caught on a hot mic saying, "I didn't really know what number we were going to throw out there." And just think about this for 1 second. That means that this deal, you can safely imply or assume that all the other deals as well are just words being thrown out there. They're not deep negotiations. Like, if you actually want substantive investment from a company, there needs to be some sort of mutually beneficial outcome that both sides can be guided towards. That is not what we're seeing. We're not seeing a mutually beneficial outcome. We're seeing Mark Zuckerberg throw out a number on the spot that is not written down anywhere. And then articles are going to go repeat this, and then they're going to be the ones that are used as proof. So take a listen really quickly to how Mark Zuckerberg kind of stumbles when he's trying to give this answer, and then he's caught on the hot mic after.
How much are you spending, would you say, over the next few years?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I think it's probably going to be something like, I don't know, at least $600 billion through 28 in the U.S. Yeah.
It's a lot.
No, it's significant.
That's a lot. Thank you, Mark. It's great to have you.
Sorry, I wasn't ready to do it for announcement.
He said
I wasn't sure what number you wanted to go with.
The wording there, it's kind of hard to hear at the end, so I'll have my editor boost up that specific part. But he says, "I'm sorry, I wasn't ready to do our announcement." He then essentially says, I wasn't sure what number you wanted to go with. Not we. That would have even been slightly different. I wasn't sure what number we were going to go with on paper later on in the negotiation or something, anything. But he says, I wasn't sure what number you wanted to go with. So Donald Trump is basically just throwing out numbers. And when you have investments, you need a few things. Contracts usually have terms, timelines, enforcement mechanisms, deliverables. So these are all things that can be put in writing and can be essentially expected. You set clear expectations and then you set clear enforcement mechanisms if those expectations aren't set. None of that is happening. If this investment doesn't occur, if Mark Zuckerberg never mentions this again, it doesn't seem like there's any sort of enforcement mechanism or written contract to allow this deal to happen. And that is exactly why manufacturing jobs are plummeting. So Trump, on one hand, is making up numbers about how much revenue we're bringing in. But then on the other hand, he's trying to cover up the real numbers by firing the commissioner of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, replacing it with his own commissioner, yet this own commissioner still releases numbers that are terrible for both manufacturing and the overall economy. The stock market is down today, and spoiler alert, this tariff regime hasn't worked whatsoever. There's also a really interesting point to be made. The Liberation Day tariffs, you know, it's interesting. Liberation Day was announced on April 2nd, but it's tricky because the tariffs didn't actually go into effect until a month ago, on August 7th. So roughly a month ago is when Donald Trump's delayed timeline finally ended and the real tariffs kicked into effect. So the point that I'm trying to make here is, if you thought the announcement of the tariffs hurt manufacturing as it has, wait until the actual tariffs really begin to line up, really begin to compound and take effect. We have barely seen any of the tariff effects because they just went into place. I'm going to leave it there. I have a few asks for you all. Make sure you drop a like. Comment bar fight if you're excited to see my debate that happened in a bar with a bunch of drunk Trump supporters. We filmed it all. It was all a production that we set up. It was great. You guys are going to love it. Let me know if you're ready for that in the comment section below. Other than that, I'll see you all in the next video, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.